Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View From Here. I woke up thinking about larks this morning, or more specifically about flocks of larks. Except that it's not a flock of larks, is it? No, the correct term for a bunch of larks, and this dates back centuries, is an exaltation of larks. Isn't that lovely? An exaltation of larks. That also happens to be the title of a wonderful book by James Lipton, in which you can find hundreds of collective appellations for animals of all kinds. Terms of venery, or nouns of assembly, were all the rage in England towards the end of the Middle Ages. The landed gentry made a game of it, coining new words for groups of specific animals. They were fanciful and imaginative. For instance, a bunch of crows was dubbed a murder of crows. A gathering of starlings was a murmuration. Many of those terms have continued on in standard English use up until this day. Like a pride of lions or a litter of puppies. The great writer C.S. Lewis himself added to the lexicon in the Narnia books when he imagined a parliament of owls. I think we should resurrect that noble practice and broaden its scope to include whatever it is we want to pluralize. So how about a conspiracy of Republicans, a herd of vaxxers, a drift of Viroquins? As satisfying as terms of venery are, the English language can be quite dumbfounding when it comes to simple plurals for any number of other words. If you encounter one louse, you call it a louse. Now, if you're unfortunate enough to be infested by a gang of his buddies, you have lice, not louses. There's never just one mouse in a farmhouse, is there? There's always several mice, and not a mess of mouses. How come you have blouses hanging in your closet and not blice? Why do we say, there are seven houses on my block and not seven heis? Grouses should be grice. Two douses should make a pair of dice. And so forth. Well, I, for one, would like for us to get consistent with our plurals. If nothing else, it would make it a lot easier for newcomers to learn the language. Why not just add an S to any noun and be done with it? Mouse, mouses, louse, louses. Of course, you have to put that S in the right place, or else you end up with run batted in instead of runs batted in. And if it's runs batted in, why don't we say R's BI rather than RBI's? Do you see what I mean? Never misplace your S's. Pairs of things are also inconsistent, aren't they? It's absolutely standard to refer to a pair of feet or a pair of hands. I'm going to begin referring to other things we have two of in the same manner, as in, she's got a great pair of elbows, or did you see the pair of pinkies on that guy? And while I'm on pairs, why is it a pair of scissors? What would you do with a single scissor? Open a letter? If the tool we call scissors consists of two blades and two finger holes, wouldn't a pair of scissors have four blades? Why is it a pair of tongs? It's one tool with two parts. What would you call a singular tongue? A tongue depressor? Why doesn't a pair of binoculars have four eyepieces and four barrels? A single binocular already has two of each. That's why we put bi in front of nocular. Is two tricycles riding together a sex cycle? We say two-faced and two-toned and two-sided. Why not twice-faced and twice-toned and twice-sided? Just like a twice-baked potato. If a one-way street makes sense, why don't we say a two-ways street? The traffic goes two ways, both ways. Not both way, not two-way. The French achieve an aesthetically pleasing plural by adding the E-A-U-X ending to lots of words. One chateau, E-A-U, becomes several chateaux, E-A-U-X. Cheval becomes chevaux, etc., and etc. Of course, you can say anything in French, and it still sounds pretty good. Why should they have all the fun? Why can't a room full of mambo dancers be a mambo? A storm system would spawn multiple tornado. Why don't Ferranti and Teicher play their piano? If you were attending a convention of Sylvester Stallone imitators, you would say, I'm going to a Rambo. Anyway, you get the idea, right? There's a lot to be done tidying up the English language, starting with our hodgepodge of plurals. Let's form a committee. We'll call it a smirk of pedants, and we'll get to work on it.